It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Gunter Lenz, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. Welcome to the fourth and actually last part of my screencast series on the Windows 7 taskbar functionalities. In this part, I'll show you how to work with the Windows 7 taskbar and its little icon and previews that you can use and customize for your applications. So, if you saw the last three parts of my screencast series, then you know then that what we usually did is we used the Windows API code pack to access the Windows functionalities through managed APIs. Unfortunately, the functionality we need to work with the preview and the icon for the Windows 7 taskbar is not exposed through the Windows API code pack currently. The reason for that is that the Windows API code pack is still under development, and there will be multiple releases even before RTM, and I'm sure in one of those releases you'll find the functionality that you need to access this. But at this point, it's just not there. So we need a plan B. Plan B in this case would be either to write native code, but nah, we don't want to write native code at this point of time. So let's look for another solution. The next solution that comes to mind is to use the Vista Bridge. Vista Bridge is basically the predecessor of the Windows API code pack, and you can use that to access the functionality we need. So in this screencast, I'll show you how to work with the Vista Bridge to access the functionality for the icon and the preview of the taskbar. So without any further ado, let's get started, and as usual, enjoy the ride. The other screencasts, I started off with showing you the Windows API code pack for Microsoft.NET Framework, but as I mentioned, in our case, the functionality is not yet exposed through those APIs. So what we need is the Vista Bridge sample library 1.4. So the sample library really gives you managed access to the APIs that we need to work with the Windows 7 taskbar and the preview and icons to customize those. All right, so let's get started, and we start again with just creating a new project, and it's a Windows Forms application, and we say it's my taskbar preview demo, and we accept all the other things again. Okay, so now we need to add additional projects again to work with this Vista Bridge. So add existing project, and we have it here. I saved it already, so we should find it here. Windows 7 taskbar sample library. So first we need the Vista Bridge library, so we add this, and in addition to that we need the desktop integration, so we need to add a couple of additional projects. So here's a desktop integration, and we need the project for the Windows 7 desktop integration. We add this one, and in addition to that, the last one that we really need is the desktop integration registration. So now we have all the projects that we need to access this functionality, and now add references to our demo project. So it's the projects here, and we just select all of the ones that we added, and now we are ready to go. We have all the namespaces that we need, so let's get started. We start again with a form, an empty form here, and what I first want to do is put a picture box there. So I put a picture box there. It's because when we work with the preview, I want to have something more than just a button to show you how we can navigate around those. So I choose an image, and I just import an image that I have on my desktop. So this is a picture of me, so you can see me again. Isn't that nice? And we just put it, make it a bit bigger, so we have this. All right, make this a bit smaller, and here. So what I want to do is, in the first part here, I want to show you how we can clip a form, a common scenario that you won't run into is that you have a window with a lot of information in it, like let's say text or some other information. And if you go to the taskbar here and you see the entire application, then you can't really read anything. So in many cases, or in some cases, I assume that you want to really zoom in basically and just show part of this so you can read the text, for example, where your cursor currently is, or some specific part of the application, or just some stock information, for example. If you have a stock application running, you don't want to show all the stocks. What you want is, might be you have a couple of favorites, might be you just want to show the S&P 500 and the Dow, and might be the Microsoft stock. So you just want to provide a couple of those of the information that is enough to just show the user what is going on. So let's do that, and by what I want to do here is I want to use some track bars, two of them actually. So here's one, and here's the trackbar two. And one of the trackbars I'm using, and it will be in display in offset basically from where I show the preview. So what I use here is a label, and I just label them so we know what this really stands for. Okay. So instead of label one, we say this is the offset of the preview. Okay, and then we move this down here, and then we want a second label actually, label here, and we go here, and this label will say this is the size of the preview that we want to show. So the image size, we can change the image size there too, as you will see. Okay, so we have these, and we want to change some parameters here. So the maximum here of the offset, I don't just want to go to 10, I want to say it's 100 pixels basically, and the minimum is 0, that is fine. Then we go and say tick frequency is 10 here, so we can see a few ticks here. If you go to the size scroll bar, then what we want to have is also set the minimum and the maximum. The minimum 0, it's probably too small. I mean, we want to show at least something in our preview image. So let's say the minimum is 100 and the maximum, let's say, is 300. So we can show different sizes here. Alright, so we have this. Now what we need to do is actually change the tick frequency here too, and let's say this one here is 20. Let's see how that looks. Yeah, okay, that looks good. We should probably do a bit more to make it nice, but as I said, I just want to show the concepts and that in 10 minutes, so let's continue here. Some event handler for the tick events that I create here. To work with the Vista library, we need some more namespaces here, and this is actually only one in our case. Windows 7 dot desktop integration, that is all we need for our purposes. And what I want to have is a helper function actually that handles the mechanics for me if I change the scroll bar, any of the scroll bars actually. So I just create a helper function and say this is clipped preview, and this is a new method here, so I create a stub here. Okay, here's the stub, and I want to call this also from the other scroll bar. Alright, so now I have this, and now I just need a little bit of logic here that defines the size that I want to show. So what I want to do is here, Windows 7 taskbar, and then there's a handy function here that is set thumbnail clip that helps me out here. And then what I need is the handle for the window, and then I say I want a new rectangle and The first one is the offset, so I say this is a new, it's a point. This is the left upper corner basically of my preview window. And this is trackbar1.value. Okay, and then the y coordinate of this, I just say it's the same thing, so it moves both x and y with this value that we chose. Alright, so we have this one, and then we say the new size of this preview is the trackbar 2, and it's the value here that I chose, value, and then the y coordinate here I said it's trackbar 2 dot value, and I just say it's half of whatever I do in x, so it's a rectangle at the end. And this is really all that I needed here to implement this functionality. So let's run this and see what happens. Okay, here we have our beautiful window with my picture. And then you see here the preview. So you see currently that the entire application is shown. So you see everything. If you now go actually on this preview, what you see is a peek through other windows. So even if my window here is hidden, let's say I put Visual Studio in front, I can still go here and see a peek of the window. This is actually not the window that you see. You can also customize this peek of the window, as we'll see. Alright, so now let's change our offset here. So we move our offset to some value in the middle. So you see now my window is clipped to the size that I chose in the, it's the minimum size of my preview size window. So, and I move to the left, to the right and down basically. So if I chose the sign is that the size of the window is the maximum, then you see that we have some empty space here because the preview window now is bigger than the actual window. So I can now say, okay, no offset, offset is zero. So I should see the window and a little bit blank space on the right because, as I said, the maximum is a little bit bigger than the window that we chose. And now I can say the offset is a bit further, so I just see a corner of my window. So you see, now I see only the corner of my window. Alright, so this works very nicely, and it is pretty. In addition to that, so now I want to change the preview and the icon that is displayed. So what we want to do is we change our UI a little bit, and maybe we make the size a little bit bigger, and say the maximum here is actually 400, so we can see a little bit more how this affects it. And then we kind of move these two a little bit up. Okay, and now we have space here for a button, so we just slap a button on here and we just put it down here. Oops, this is a little bit too low. Okay, this is beautiful, and this will be icon overlay. So, oops. Ah, okay, it's button one. What I want to change is obviously the text and not the name of it. So let's go to the text and change the text here. Okay, the button is too small at this point, so now this should work. And what we need is an event handler here. In addition to that, I need a couple of helpers here that I need to define. So let's first create one variable. It's a bool, and it's set icon preview that indicates if I'm in my icon preview or not, or just clipping. So I need to also add this to my clipped preview. So here I set icon preview equals to false, Alright, so we have this one, and I need another helper function for this, and this is a custom Windows manager, and this is my Windows manager. We need this to deal with the preview, so this is a bit more complex than what we did before. So what I do in this event handler, in the button click, is first of all I say Windows 7 taskbar. I need to enable the custom Windows preview, and I do that by handle. So when I change the preview of this image, then I really need a custom window preview enabled. And if I work with my clipped regions here, then actually I don't want that. So what I want is a Windows 7 taskbar dot disable custom window preview, and I also give here the handle. So you can also come back to normal if you change the preview of a window by just calling the Windows 7 taskbar disable custom preview, and then everything should be back to normal. And if I need the custom preview, then I have to enable it again. So that's what I'm doing here. And then here I say set icon preview equals true. So having done that, now I need to create the Windows manager. So let's do that. Windows manager equals this custom Windows manager dot create Windows manager, and then we give it the handle. And there's no parent, so we just say this is int pointer dot 0. Okay, we have created that. Now I need to register two event handlers actually to handle the painting and the previews and the peak if I need to. So let's start with the peak. So my Windows manager dot peak requested edit, and then we say oops O, and we call it args, and then if that happens, what we need to do is we say args use Windows screenshot and set this to true. So it uses the Windows screenshot in case there's a peak requested, but this could be any custom view that you can create yourself. So you can also have overlays kind of, so that means in the peak window you don't necessarily need to show the content of your window, you could also show something else that is related or more helpful than the peak, the preview of the window really. Okay, so the other event handler we have is the my Windows manager thumbnail requested, and if that happens we also want to have some action there. And we do this by, we say if that happens, what we want is a bitmap, and we create a bitmap with new bitmap, and we say that the height and width of it is from the requested width basically, and the requested height of the win of the bitmap. So we basically customize it to whatever is requested from us. So once we have the bitmap, we can say bitmap equals properties, and then resources. And now we don't have a resource defined yet, so let's just do that in a second. So this, let's get icons and then add our existing resource. And on my desktop I have a couple of those. So let's just use the life is good icon that we used from the other screencast. Okay, we have this. This is in there. Resources dot life is good. And it's supposed to be a bitmap. So we say it's to bitmap. And then we set the args dot bitmap equals the bitmap we just created. Alright. So we now have this and we need to close it up. So we have this part. That is almost all we need to do, but not quite yet. What we also need to do in this case is to override the Windows procedure. So what we need is protected override void Windows proc. And we need to call at the end, we need to call the Windows proc the base function method. Okay, so we do that. But before we do go back to this, we need to fix some error here. So this is here, and now we should be in good shape. All right, no. Close this here, and close this here. Close this here. And we close this. No, that should be good. Oh, what we need is a semicolon. Okay, so now we fixed that. And now we can take care of the Windows procedure here. So the trick here is that we need to distinguish if we are in the icon preview or not. So we say only if we are in the set icon preview. So if that flag is set to true, then we want to do some extra work. And what we want to do is why Windows Manager dot dispatch message, and we say M. Okay, and in the other case is my Windows Manager dot invalidate the preview. So we need to make sure that we invalidate these so they get redrawn, and this should be really it. So let's move this over where they belong. And let's see how that works. Okay, now here you see we have the regular preview here. We can do an icon preview. What happens in the icon preview is that we now see the icon. It's upside down, but you get the concepts. You can fix that easily. And if you get a peek, actually, if you request a peek, now you get a message from Windows 7 Bridge that we have a customized peak here, and it's also upside down because it's a bitmap. You can change that fairly easy, and you can customize that with your own bitmaps if you want to. So having done that, we can go back and change the offset here. Let's say you want the regular offset. You see the offset is now changed, and we are back to our regular view because we disabled the custom preview. We can now make the window bigger. Now you see we have a little bit more space because we made the preview window here a little bit bigger, the size of it, and the maximum. And with a zero offset, now you see the preview window here is really larger than the window. And if you go to the minimum, you can see we are actually just inside of the picture somewhere with our maximum size. So you can play around with this. All right, that was it. That is all I wanted to show about the Windows 7 and the taskbar functionality. So I hope you found this screencast series helpful. If you didn't see the other three parts, check them out. They're also on channel 9. And have fun working with Windows 7 and the taskbar. Enjoy. Bye.